Welcome everyone to Christ's Blessing on this amazingly beautiful day of September the 2nd here down on the coast of Texas. It's sunny and bright and just a light breeze and not too hot. So we're entering that season of the year that I love so much down here. If it were not for the fact we just entered the major month of a hurricane season, but we're going to be okay. I know we will be this year. I can feel it. And I hope everyone else will be as well. So, as we always do, I love to start our blessing calls with contributions from the community. What do you need? What have you received? What gratitude would you like to express? What questions do you have? It's all good. Whatever you would like to contribute, it creates not just a three-dimensionality for us, but a fourth and fifth dimensionality, because the more dimensions we have, the more we include the spirit that unites us. So I'm going to start with a call from area code 903, and you're on.
Hello, Glenda. Phil Walthall says hello.
Oh, good.
I just talked to him, and I called him to let him know I was going to mention his name. A theme for the day is so many years ago you asked me to be there at the book signing through Phil Walthall. When you moved across the street, you asked me to be there through Phil Walthall. And so many times you have asked for me, so here I am today because you have asked for me.
Oh, Stormy, I always enjoy your company and am blessed by it. So you don't even need a special invitation. Is there anything we can, and please do tell Phil Walthall hello for me.
Yes, now, he was remembering.
Is there anything we can put on our blessing list for you?
Yes, I almost didn't wake up this morning with my heart.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not here by my will, haven't been for a long time. And every time I come back from the future, because I'm from the past, the present, and the future, and I come back from the future, but my heart was just not doing good this morning again. And I got an irritating phone call, or God's way of getting me up at 9 o'clock, to provide me the energy to still be here for you. And I was listening to my music several hours before I got started to remember just how beautiful my music is. It is really a gift of God. For my continued improvement on my personal health. My spirit is strong. The body is not doing so good, so we need some blessing for the body. And keep it at that. But let's move on to the next call.
Okay. Thanks, Stormy. And I know that you are there doing the work with us. So
yes,
thank you so much for being here always. I'm going to open the line to area code 413, and you're on. I don't have a name, so you will need to introduce yourself.
Okay. Aloha, Glenda. This is Sarah from Santa Cruz.
Oh, Sarah. Okay.
Yes. And I'm so grateful to be on the call today. I've been away and doing things, and it just feels so good to be able to call and connect. And I just want to express so much gratitude for really the power of prayer in my life. It's so uplifting to my own thoughts. It's so uplifting to ask for help and to ask to align my will with God's will. And I just specifically today, there's a relationship that ended, and it was sad, and he really didn't want to stay in touch with me, and I pray for him every day, and then just today, out of the beautiful blue, I just received a text from him that just was sending love to me. And, you know, it just felt so good that I feel like these prayers and just loving him from afar and sending him such good wishes for his highest good. And so I'm just so grateful for that, and I want to just express that gratitude and love. And I want to ask for a special blessing for all of the teachers and students. I'm a teacher right now, and it's just it's so a part of my spiritual path and a part of my spiritual calling, and I'm so grateful to be able to do it. And just a blessing for all learning, all teachers, the greatest master teacher in Jesus Christ. And and that's it for today.
Okay, well, Sarah, that just about warmed up the earth. And you know, I feel like you do. There are so many days I could not get through without prayer. Really, I couldn't. And if we get through with our calls in time, that's kind of what I want to talk about. How prayer, it's not just, of course, the most important thing is we're communing with our Father, but, and we're elevating ourselves into a parent-child relationship to the Creator of the universe. That's the most important thing. But it does a lot of practical things for us, too. I wanted to talk about that today as we get around to it. So I'm going to go back to taking calls. Tony, I see you're on. Tony? You're on, and I just opened your line.
Oh, hey, thank you. Nice to talk with you.
Same here.
Hey, we had a couple things. I noticed that the third quarter moon was rising last night, just around midnight. So I think the exact third quarter's today. And then next Sunday, early in the morning, we're going to have a new moon, and it's going to be almost exactly opposed to Neptune and almost exactly trining Pluto. So it kind of highlights that Neptune-Pluto sextile that we've had since like the 1930s. It's really powerful.
Yes.
Very spiritual and very transformative.
Oh, yeah. That's an opportunity for spiritual transformation. So everybody be on the blessing call next Sunday. The blessings will be very, of course, they're always strong, not because of me or even the universe. It's because of Yeshua and the Holy Spirit.
Oh,
but
yeah. And
sometimes when everything else lines up, too, they just get delivered better.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, if the delivery truck doesn't hit any mud holes on the way to bringing a package to you, it comes for your birthday.
That's right, and it's celestial weather, so we're just paying attention
to the
energy, to the celestial weather.
Exactly.
Judy had something that she observed just yesterday that was really strong for her, and it connects with something she wants to tell you about. Hang on, she's going to talk about it.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi, Judy.
I've been praying and asking for help, and I started reading your course on the heart of your being, and I really felt the words, the constancy of love, and it gave me like this overwhelming, peaceful contentment, which is really nice. I'm still kind of writing that way. It feels good. Thank you.
Oh, good.
It spoke right to me, everything in it.
I'm so glad.
I
go back. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'd really be interested in, talking more about it if other people are interested, or we can talk about that another time, but it's a good one.
What exactly is it you want to talk more about?
Just the course. We didn't get a chance to take the course, so we've been listening to it and reading the transcript from it. But it's very powerful.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are very powerful. What Judy's referring to is the course we just finished last week. There's a right way and a wrong way to do everything. We had a good enrollment for that class, but not as good as we have some courses, like the 12 Laws of the Universe, which is a very powerful title, you know, I think there's a right way and a wrong way to do everything. It sounded a little bit more like a Boy Scout club meeting or maybe a Sunday school lesson. But really, it was one of the most powerful courses we've ever had because it was designed to get us to gently, without judgment, enter our process of discerning in life, accepting the fact that in most things, there is not an absolute black or white. Most things we're already in the middle of. And there's something good about it if we could just find it and focus on it. Mm-hmm. And how we navigate through life, making the best out of everything that's already at least pretty good. It was one of the most powerful courses because it really leaned upon what I think is the truth. You know, there were two sides to Yeshua's life and teaching. One was the transcendental, the Son of God who came here and elevated humanity to a place where we'd never been before. That was one side of his being and reason for being here. But the other side was oh so practical. It was really about how to have a better life, how to love one another, how to care for one another, basic things like the golden rule, and he used parables of life, you know, the seeds and the fish, and it was so pragmatic. So on the one hand, it was divine, on the other, pragmatic. Well, this course allowed me to bring those two sides together, and it was really a challenge. It really was, but I would encourage anyone who just wants to see, the course is still there. Anybody can take it. It's still available in our webinar section. And anytime you've got a little passage of study and you want to put the practical together with the divine, that course would be a great way to do it.
The jam sessions are great, too, because the last jam session we had was, it was like everything was speaking directly to me. It was very powerful. Thank you.
You're welcome,
very
Judy.
Healing.
God bless you both, both you and
thank
Tony.
You.
And
God
just thank you for being here. Thank you. I
thank
see
you.
That Darlene is on the call now. I'm going to open her line. Hi, Darlene.
Hi, Glenda.
Your line is
hi.
Hi.
Good.
Okay.
Good, good. I just got a phone call. I talked to Jenny. She's not on the phone call, but she did ask for a blessing.
Okay.
Okay, she asked for a blessing. I guess the smart meters are going in all around her, and her neighbors are feeling the effect of it, and she feels like she's being attacked. So she's very sick right now, and she's not getting through it well, so she's asking for a blessing.
Okay.
So please,
yeah.
Include her in the blessing and her neighbors to keep them safe from the harm from those smart meters. And
okay.
And the other reason I'm calling is last night I had a dream all night long, and I kept waking up every 2 hours, and I would go back to sleep, and I would have the same dream, which would continue and continue. Until that went on for 8 hours. So it was the same dream. So what happened when I woke up, I believe that the dream was coming from a benevolent source. This has happened to me before. And I got up and I went to my computer to see what was going on. Anyway, I saw that there was an open letter from Donald Trump, telling us to prepare, that he's declaring the month of September a month that we need to be aware and be prepared for any kind of catastrophe that might happen. In my dream last night, that was all, because I woke up every 2 hours, and I'd go back to sleep, and I'd have the same recurring dream. And what I was doing was helping people in my community everywhere because the power grid had gone down. And
wow.
I was helping them. So, and it was just so much, and it was so strong, this dream, that it really stuck with me. And then when I get on my computer, I started getting all of this information. He declares this month, he's telling us in his open letter, you can go to the White House and read that letter. I think it was done on August 31st. And the letter is saying that we need to be prepared. We need to have food and water and batteries. And outside of that, there is a documentary out there that was done back in 2016 that was just released last week. And it's talking about that the power grid is, the possibility of that power grid going down is very, very possible, and that it might last for about 2 weeks. And then a lot, there's going to be a lot of changes on the planet. This is going to create, this is going to cause disclosure to happen in all areas of the planet. So I felt that it was very significant, and even Jenny said to me, she said, make sure you get on the blessing call today, because to see if anybody else out there is having dreams like that or visions or something where they're feeling like they need to be prepared for something. And so I agreed. I said, let me call, because that dream is very significant for me. And then all that information that came right after I get out of bed was even talking about the anniversary of 9/11 being very significant and something happening this month. So a lot of people out there who are doing their homework and are very concerned, they're concerned and they are happy because of the disclosure. But people need to be aware that they need to be prepared if anything does happen. So I'm not trying to scare anybody. I think this is a good thing. And
Thank you, Darlene.
Okay.
Thank you. And this gives me an opportunity to say, just in general, I don't have news to add to your comments, your report. But when I went through Hurricane Harvey, even though we were suffering terribly and our grid was down, I know what it's like to have our power grid was down for about 3 weeks. And then we didn't have internet service for about 3 months. I had to drive 30 miles just to be on a blessing call or to check my orders coming in online every day. So I had some direct experience about that, but there was never one day I did not offer at least one blessing. And I want to make this promise to everybody here. There will be a blessing offered every day. Every day. Even if the worst happens. So tune in and believe. And I'm going to talk a little bit more before the call is over about how to tune in when you're not on a phone call. So I'm going to take a few more calls, and we're going to have to be quick because we're running out of time. We've only got a few minutes left. Hi, Mary. You're on.
Hey. Hi, Glenda. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yes. We hear you fine.
Oh, okay. This is Mary in Ohio, and I haven't said hello for a while, but I just love you so much, Glenda. I love you all. I wanted to say just a couple things really quickly. First of all, Sarah, who called me earlier, you know, I feel like it is such a sacred bond that we all have in this community, bearing witness to each other's prayers. And I think of you all. I pray for you all the time. And thank you for sharing your hearts and your prayers with this community. And I know they are all heard. The other thing that I wanted to say is I wanted to ask for two blessings. One is, my nervous system just can no longer process fear. I have got to choose faith and trust and love and claim it and realize it and know it as fulfilled. And so the one blessing I'm asking for is that I become peace, a channel and an instrument of peace. And I have a baby. My first great granddaughter was born yesterday. Since she's 24 hours old. Her name is Serenity. And Serenity just prevailed over a very long labor and in that hospital room with two very young parents. And so I also claim serenity for our beautiful planet, for this star we live on that is filled with loving potential. I have been forgetting that. I get caught up in fear, but I am claiming serenity on behalf of my new baby and on behalf of us all, and I just pray to be an instrument of God's peace for that purpose.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Mary, and I hold the same for you, and congratulations, and God bless serenity always.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's take another call now. We've got to move very quickly here. Okay. We've got a caller from Erica 310, Avalon Construction.
Well, hello, Glenda. This is Michael Torrey.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. My wife and I listen to your calls and for every Sunday and just absolutely love it. But I'm calling today to for prayer for myself. For this Wednesday, I undergo a craniotomy surgery to remove a reoccurrence of a clival chordoma, which reoccurred kind of below that area. And original was back in 2005 and 2006, followed by a proton beam. I do want to say that and also prayer for one of the new trials that are going out, drug trials that we have now for this rare disease, because we got together a couple patients way back then and kept on trying to, you know, get something going, some awareness for this rare disease, and more patients came together, and we now have 8 clinical trials as of this September happening, 3 of them in phase 2, because they had success. And so I'd like to pray for a successful, healthy surgery, and prayers for finally putting this this disease to rest with the success of one of these clinical trials or multiple trials, you know, whatever it takes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. And when is your surgery?
On September 5th.
September 5th. Okay.
Yep.
I would think early in the morning.
Yes, yes, West Coast time. I roll in probably about 6 o'clock. I expect I'll be in surgery about 5 to 6 hours.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. I will offer a blessing for you that day.
Thank you.
Not just today, but that day. Okay.
Thank you. Greatly appreciate
okay.
it.
It's going to be about 6 o'clock, 6 a.m., but that's Pacific time.
That's right.
Okay.
Thank
that
you so much.
That's time to get up and have some coffee.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Love you.
God bless
it.
You. And I know that you will be blessed. All right.
Thank you.
All right. We have so many great people on this call. I just have to take every one of you, but make it work. Area code 641, you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
I just want to ask for a blessing for myself. I won't go into all the gory details, but a lot of everything I'm trying to accomplish just backfires everywhere, so...
Oh.
Blessings for things to come together and settle down.
Okay. Do you mind giving me your name?
Lucy.
Ruthie?
Lucy Bell.
Oh, Lucy.
Yes.
Okay. Lucy, and I do. I do pray that the chaos will settle down in your life and that everything will start moving forward for you.
Thank you.
Okay. We have a wireless caller from area code 810. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's Christine.
Hi, Christine.
I just wanted to make a comment to the dreamer. I got an email from an economic group guru who is saying the same thing, that to be prepared, they were talking in terms of a world economic shutdown and said that the grid could go down and everything, to be prepared with food and water. But I want to say, as your second caller after that was talking about fear, that I think this is going to be a good thing, and I would not be in fear, because it's going to be people like us that I myself have been going through something since January that is just the most bizarre thing in the world, and I can't even, you wouldn't even believe it, but I sense a transformation happening for some people. I don't know if we're the first or what, but a lot of challenges with people that I talk to and know, and I just think that, but it's a cleansing. It was a good thing. I learned a lot of things from it. I learned how to let go of attachments. I've learned that I have to change my whole life. My immune system is totally the cause of all of it, and because of staying in the same pattern. And so I think that's kind of what's going to happen with everybody. I think patterns are going to change, and we're going to have a beautiful new world, just like Yeshua says in your book. But I want to stress, do not fear, because fear only makes it worse.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I can confirm that. A little over a year ago, I chose to sit through Hurricane Harvey. Partly because I was hoping that I, with the grace of God, could move it a little bit away from land. I wasn't successful. Actually, it just came straight over me. The eye of the storm went right over our house. And, as you all know, our power grid came down totally. But, I didn't go through that with any fear. And right. In the days after, we had the closest communication with neighbors that we have ever had. We had the strongest community we ever had. There was more love in this town than I had ever seen. And so, you know, I think sometimes we get to believing that the grace of life exists in the material world, and it doesn't. It doesn't. When we are actually asked and given the opportunity to move on to a higher plane and unite at that higher plane, that's when life becomes better. And I grew up in a very, very poor community. I wasn't born rich. And I know that some of the happiest people I have ever known were poor. And they could have been afraid of so many things, but they weren't. I lost just a moment ago, for some reason, I lost my web controls. Okay, we're here. All right. But I'm going to take our one last caller. It's Warrington. Hi, Warrington. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Faye in Virginia. I'd like to ask for a blessing for my daughter, Sonia, who's facing some serious health challenges and doing rather well. And for her daughter, her 15-year-old daughter, Lily, who's going away to boarding school tomorrow. And for my friend Jean, who suffers fatigue all the time. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome, Faye. And I think that we will just move into the blessing now. I had several potential messages I was going to offer, but it's not fair to those who are tuning in remotely. There's so many people around the world who can't get a line in, and they are tuned in to receive the blessing generally about now, and they know to expect it might be a little later, but they just start out in prayer and let it happen when it happens. So for their sake, and for all of you who may also have a limited time to be here, we need to move on into the blessing. And so I just want to ask you to be in your heart, just if you're a blessing giver going to join me, then please stand with me. If you are going to receive the blessing, and sometimes blessing givers need to receive a blessing, it can vary from day to day. There are times when I love receiving a blessing from another blessing giver. So whatever you need is what you set yourself up for. And I will offer my prayer to Yeshua. And then when that's complete, we start conveying the energy from heaven to earth. There's no way you can sit wrong or do anything wrong right now except for one thing. Don't cross your legs. Don't cross your arms. Because the energy flows on one side and then back up the other. And so we want to make sure it's got a good flow into the earth and then a good flow back from the earth and up into the heavens. So let us begin. Just be in your heart. Be in your gratitude, in your faith, in your joy, in your peace. In a state of silence and peaceful receivership. Dear Yeshua, we know that you're already with us, but we like to acknowledge you. We like to tell you how much we love you. We like to thank you. And we like to express to you our faith and the strength you give us that helps us to get through the worst of times and to look for higher and better ways of being and living. We thank you for all you've taught us. We thank you most of all for your love and the faith you showed in us, that you had faith in us, knowing that somehow we'd find our hearts and we would find the best in us. Even though sometimes we have temptations just to be in the world and slugging it out in a common way, we catch ourselves and we remember your life and what you taught us. And then things really work. So we surrender into your grace and your love now as you convey the energy of the Holy Spirit and the grace of your Father and our Father to heal our life and take our consciousness to a higher place and our community to greater love and discovery and support of one another. In your blessed name, we are here to receive. Amen.
Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now you must fully receive it by going to rest. Just lie down and don't think. Just be a blank slate upon which the gift of God can be written. So, bye-bye for now. And we'll be together next week. I'll be here. I hope you will too.